Cracking back through old fern years, it is weel seen that our forebears, while seeing chiels in the lift, they didna readily ken. In ancient Egypt, and among the old Greek and Chinese cultures, there are accounts of heavenly objects that deed like men thocht, maun come for the gods. In Christian Europe, folk deluge that ony aura object maunna come fae either God or the deil, and say it is nae ordinar terms that scrivers described what they had seen. But it's often fickle to tell whether the chiel described is the real Mackay, an unkent object in the lift, or whether it was a natural fairly miskent. In earlier ages, when mace folk couldna read or write, we maun lippin' for the mace pert in the scrivings of the kirkmen of the day. You know, the first of their scrivings sib to things of the air that had onything to do with Scotland was written about the year 1420 by the kirkman Andrew of Winton in his original Chronicle of Scotland. But we wonder how many other sichtings or sichtings for old fern years was never passed on or written down. 100 years after Winton, the weel kent scholar Hector Boyce wrote a Latin history as Hame Kentra cried Historia Gentis Scotorum. And in 1536, John Bellenden set the work of Boyce for Latin Hour in Scots. In this work, and speaking anent the Romans of the 1st century AD, Boyce describes burning spears and ain float of ships going about the air of Scotland. What are we to make of this? A natural mirage of sea craft cast up in the clouds, or Aiblin's actual craft, or what folk took for ships fleeing ben the clouds? For in they days, who would a body describe a craft in the air but for a ship, the nearest they had to compare with? After in the mid-16th century, nae less a body nor old priest turnt reformer John Knox had his ain report at sichting. Scotland was just after its religious reform, and folk like Knox was on nettles that micht be turnt back. Ony ora chiel was ta'en now as a sign of the disordered times or God's anger at folk no hodden to the richt gate. Through the winter of 1564, Knox, in his History of the Times, recounted that sic a sign was seen when sundry objects were seen fleeing about the air like twa Hermes. The 18th and 19th century editors of Knox's work deluged he had seen the Aurora Borealis. But Knox was a weel laird man and would have kent what the Norland Lichts was like. This account has an eerie sibness till another yin for April 1561, when a German braidsheet of the time described a wheen unkent objects over the town of Nuremberg, like spheres, crescents, cylinders and spears, that flitted about and focht yin another in the air. We mun spear, did Knox see and read this account, and sign sook in its ideas, or did he, in actual fact, see the like just 3 years after, but our Scotland? As time gaed by through the 16th and 17th centuries, mair folk in Scotland learnt to read and to write letters, keep journals, and whiles even gie accounts through Antrim braidsheets, the original of our modern newspapers. So it isna muckle wonder that the number of references to Laura Chiels in the lift started to grow as mair folk had the can to report. For instance, in February 1665, the journal scriver James Nicol described what was Aiblins a natural starn, and in 1676, folk in Paisley reported seeing a sword in the air, going back and forth over the toll booth. In another case for 1685, a party of conventiclers on the run for the authorities could see what some now think was a classic UFO. John Nisbet of Hard Hill, with two or three others, was struck with a biordinate object in the lift. Years after, he wrote, "Behold, suddenly by the clouds clove above our heads from the southwest to the northeast, and there sprung forth a light as bright as that of the sun at noonday. Yea, it was much more pleasant, though much more amazing and astonishing, which light continued above the space of 2 minutes. We all heard a noise and were much and afraid, surprised, saying one to the other, what might this mean?" What Nisbet describes here in both versions is a strang licht that he compares with the sun, but yin that he could look at. No hay in the can for ocht but Connell licht and bonfires in nae days. The sun was the nearest licht he could mak compare with. But along with this Bjorn Alecht, a licht that sounds almost like a false man median, there were a noise. Nisbet didn't say mair anent the nature of the noise, but as we all seen that the sound was that fremit to them that Obdi grew feart.